South Dakota voters have passed Initiated Measure 22. The new law includes a broad package of election reforms. It revises state campaign and lobbying laws, it creates a publicly funded campaign finance program, and it creates an ethics commission, among other changes. Those backing the measure say it reduces corruption, improves access, and creates more equal elections. But opponents say it costs taxpayers money. SDPB's Charles Michael Ray reports that despite the measure's passage, the debate on these issues could spill over into the next legislative session.
Voters approved Initiated Measure 22, and now state lawmakers may have the next say. Ben Lee is with the group Defeat IM-22. He's disappointed at the measure's passage and says because the measure is not a constitutional amendment, legislators and peer can make changes to the new law. Lee says his group will now lobby for those changes.
Well, we definitely think there are some problems in the measure, and so we would love to look for ways to continue the conversation and see how we can make this better for our state, whether that involves us working with legislators or legislators taking initiative themselves or starting a longer conversation. We absolutely will be working to make some tweaks to the measure and see if we can help protect taxpayers from this costly new law.
Proponents of IM-22, like Don Frankenfeld, counter that any efforts to change the measure go against the will of voters.
My organization will fight fiercely to see that the legislature enforces or adheres to the will of the people as expressed on the same night that legislators themselves were elected. So I hope there's no tinkering. We've already seen just with the current election that when the legislature tries to change the will of the people, as the legislature did try on the minimum wage, the people don't like that.
Frankenfeld says if, over the next several years, needed improvements to IM-22 surface, he and others would work with lawmakers to change the measure. But he says any improvements should be in accord with the will of the people and not in favor of special interests. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Charles Michael Ray in Rapid City.